From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 10 times in his 7.5 years as President of the United States, Barack Obama has traveled to some location to console the families of victims of mass shootings. Monday afternoon, he and Vice President Joe Biden were in Orlando, Florida, where early on Sunday, 29-year-old Omar Mateen used assault weapons to kill dozens of men and women at a nightclub. At a makeshift memorial site in downtown Orlando, President Obama told those gathered their city was shaken by an evil and hateful act.
These families could be our families. In fact, they are our family. They're part of the American family. And today, the Vice President and I told them on behalf of the American people that our hearts are broken too, and that we stand with you. And that we are here for you, and that we are remembering those who you loved so deeply.
President Obama speaking Thursday afternoon in Orlando, Florida. The United States has launched simultaneous strikes against Islamic State targets from the Mediterranean Sea and the Persian Gulf, marking the first time the U.S. military has bombed IS targets in Syria and Iraq from both bodies of water. The assault began with carrier strikes from a location in the Gulf on Thursday. The USS Truman also had been targeting IS locations in both Iraq and Syria. And the government of Eritrea says its forces killed more than 200 Ethiopian troops, wounded more than 300 during fighting this week in contested border areas. This is VOA News. On